Now it's time for the
1, 2, 2
up on the upswing.
Have you looked for an apartment in greater downtown recently? Rent is getting more and more competitive. Saw this in the New York Times yesterday. Columnist says that it's getting hard enough for renters in New York to find an apartment that's affordable in the neighborhood they like. Then there's kind of the average added challenge of beating out the competitors for that. But a September report from Rent Cafe suggests that Chicagoans, Philadelphians, people in Omaha, and right here, Milwaukeeans are among those that are facing even tougher conditions. A study gauged the competitiveness on Rent Cafe's Rental Competitive Index based on five metrics: occupancy and lease renewals, average days vacant, prospective renters per vacant unit, and share of newly constructed units. The toughest spots for renters in the country: number one, suburban Chicago; number two, Miami-Dade County; and number three, Milwaukee. So it's getting a little tough out there in terms of rent, but you got to think, as Milwaukee gets hotter and hotter from a convention and a relocation standpoint, some of those units may be being used for Airbnb too. So that's something to keep an eye on as we continue to build more housing and get more competitive as a rent environment. Second up, how do you Uber? As part of the ride-hailing giant's latest sustainability push, Uber customers can now set an EV preference that they can choose a fully electric vehicle by default for every ride. The company is also rolling out an AI chatbot that's powered by OpenAI's ChatGPT that will give drivers information on switching over to an EV. The company also said that they're going to have a flat rate shared option that will shuttle users from airports for a flat rate in certain markets. Meanwhile, its rival Lyft is focusing on driver earnings, announcing today that it's boosting pay for certain rides. The company also said that it's partnered with Merit America to enable drivers to take free courses and to work with Stride Health to help them find lower cost insurance. Always interesting to see how Uber and Lyft are competing with one another, not only for our rideshare dollars, but for drivers who are out there to make some extra money or to have that as their primary source for income.